How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi.
Now, we're recording at 9:03. We've got a hard out.
I've got to finish this, Suze, because I'm actually singing in an hotel and I don't want to miss the breakfast cutoff.
Of course. Did you stay there yesterday?
Yes, we got his Sunday. And Alf very kindly drove us down.
Very nice.
In his mum's car, because there was some issues with the rental car.
Sure.
So we
thanks, Linda.
So thank goodness Linda stepped in and we drove down to Devon.
Do you like a long drive?
Well, I don't mind it. I sometimes think I should be doing like admin or emails and stuff.
No,
but I should just look out the window, yeah. That's what I should do more of, isn't it, Susan?
What did you listen to?
Show tunes. Alf only listens to show tunes when we're driving.
Oh, okay. Is that a rule?
It motivates him. He sings along and it's great.
Sure.
So we had a lot of Operation Mincemeat.
Sure.
Drowsy Chaperone.
I haven't seen that yet, but I know that I'd love it.
Well, I didn't realize it's a new show, like a relatively
it's a new show.
It's like a new show. The last 20 years or so. Yeah.
Mm. I've been listening to a lot of Six.
Oh, fun one.
Mm. Fun ones. Fun ones.
Oh yeah. Well, that's good, Suze. Are you a fan of a hotel breakfast? Of course, you're staying in lots of hotels at the moment.
Lots of hotels at the moment. I am indeed. I think they can be wildly varying.
I exactly know what you mean.
I'm not a fan of a breakfast buffet.
Wow. Okay.
I don't mind the fruit, the yogurts. Mm. I'd be in an ideal world. It would be granola, yog. Mm. Some sort of things that I might not have indoors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
those little banana chips and things. You go, oh, I'm somewhere
else.
And then ordering something hot. I'm like less keen on the eggs that look like they've been there for a while.
Oh, I don't like those grainy scrambled eggs.
Oh, yeah, no.
I can find.
No,
I mean,
thank you.
I still eat them. But of course.
Gives that hang.
But I would prefer them not to be like that, yeah.
Mm.
What I do enjoy is in some very nice hotels that have an omelette station. I do enjoy that.
So chic.
So chic, isn't it? And when they say, what would you like in it? And I sort of go, well, a bit of everything, please.
Is that what you say?
Sometimes.
Wow, Tom, is that not
too much?
Yeah, it's too much. But you're not a big breakfast boy.
Well, I'm not normally up in time for breakfast. That's why.
Yeah, I don't think of you as a breakfasty person.
I do like a breakfast. I do. I like as well.
You're more brunchy.
I'm a brunch boy. Okay, I'll say it. But I also do enjoy a sort of variation on the standard. Like, you know, if there's a sort of, I want to say a shakshuka or something like that, I get quite excited.
I honestly love a shakshuka.
Didn't you have it? Didn't you have it recently? Not that I'm keeping tabs on what breakfast items you've eaten.
Yeah. But it's very likely that I would have had a shakshuka recently. I've also started making shakshuka.
We made it once. It's quite a lot of effort, isn't it, to get those eggs cooked?
Well, I just think you need to be patient with it.
Mm, it's a patient thing, isn't it?
You know?
Yeah.
Would you crumble some feta?
No, to be honest, I was crumbling enough as it was over the eggs. So, but it's lovely with a bit of sourdough, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What do you think will be your... You had breakfast there yesterday.
Yes.
So you know what sort of thing you might have.
So I had a very nice Eggs Benedict yesterday. And today...
Sauce on the side or sauce on the top?
Sauce on the top, actually, but I said, because Alf's a bit scared of the sauce, and I said you could have it and have the sauce on the side, but at least didn't have it. He had the pancakes.
I think sauce, I sometimes think sauce on the top is too much sauce.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And sometimes, actually, like I love a poached egg. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not going to.
Please, for goodness sake, don't get me wrong. But I do find it's like egg with... another, right, an egg sauce on top. Right?
Of course.
Egg yolks and butter. Well, it's a lot of egg.
It's heavy eggs.
Yeah. Which I like. I'm sorry, vegans, but I do like. You know.
I'm pleased to hear that Alfie's having pancakes. That would be, I would be tossing up between that and shakshuka.
Well, there's no shakshuka, so you'd have to have panks.
Then I'd get panks.
Yeah.
Would he go with bacon as well? Because I don't like that.
You read him, absolutely.
He I read that boy like a book.
Side of bacon.
I know. I knew he would. How did I know that? I just know.
And we ordered two lots of toast because we liked the toast.
Heaven forbid there's not enough toast.
You know.
I'm with you.
A very nice buffet breakfast as well, actually, with the fruits and things. Mm. And it was in a round in the middle of the room. So you sort of get around the mulberry bush. Nice. Mm, it was nice.
Is it quite a... Bijou Hotel?
Well, yes, I would say it is Bijou. Yeah, it's in Lymington between Exeter and Exmouth.
Sure.
And we had a lovely time in Exmouth yesterday, walking along. We've really lucked out with the weather.
Oh, yeah, haven't you?
I tell you, what a lovely treat to be here in such beautiful sunshine.
What did you do in Exmouth? Did you go and look at some nice sort of shops full of old stuff?
Well, Exmouth's not the place for antiques. Topsham, I think, is.
Right.
Which is in the other direction towards Exeter, but they're all quite close. So maybe we'll pop in there today.
Very nice. What a little treat.
What a little bit of escapism, because I think sometimes it's good to get away if you can.
If you can, yeah. It's nice. It's nice. Also, so many lovely places across England.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'll say it across the whole of the UK.
I think so too. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. I wasn't sort of purposefully leaving out Wales, which is arguably more beautiful than much of England.
You've done it
and
now.
Scotland, which I love.
All of our Welsh and Scottish and Isle of Man listeners. And Northern Ireland.
What about Northern Ireland, Tom?
Northern Ireland.
What about Northern Ireland?
About Northern Ireland.
You know what I meant.
We all knew what you meant, Suze. And I will say that. Yeah, this is my second trip. I mean, lucky me. Second little away trip to places in the UK this year, and I've enjoyed it because it's a bit less stressful avoiding airports.
Do you know what we're thinking actually this year? Well, not this year, next year. We were thinking for our holiday to not go abroad.
Wow. Yeah.
To hire somewhere in Cornwall so we can take the dog.
Oh, they're those sorts of people now.
Yeah, we are.
We only go where we can take the dog. Well, you know, we go there, but we can't take dogs there.
You can't take dogs.
Well, we go there. They let you stay with dogs there. Yeah.
You can see that for me, can't you?
Yeah, I've seen that now.
Because I don't know whether I don't know whether she'd want to go abroad.
Well, has she expressed
We could maybe
interest?
Take her to France. Not yet, but she's so little. It's hard to know. She had a little bit of a croissant the other day. I thought, well, she's a bit.
She's a bit. Maybe she would like France. Maybe leave some brochures hanging around.
Only some crumbs on the floor before any vets get in touch.
Yes, I'm sure they'll. I'm sure they'll understand.
But how have you been, Tom?
Well, it's been busy, but this little break, I think, has been doing me the world of good. Did your nan ever say that? That's the sort of thing my nan would say. Oh, it'll do the world of good.
Yeah, the world of good, of course.
Or
of course.
The power of good as well. It'll do you the power of good. It'll do you the power of good.
Is that your Irish nan?
Yes, so maybe it's an Irish thing. Maybe
that
Irish
feels Irish, the power of good.
That's the power of good, yes. I don't know where it came from. But I do, yeah, I was getting into, well, it's the phones. I know I've said it before. The phone, like literally addicted. Like yesterday, checked a WhatsApp, found myself on Instagram. Why am I on Instagram?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Wild. Absolutely.
You got to get off it.
You got to get off.
You got to get off.
Stop the world, I want to get off. But yeah, so I was feeling a little bit, well, you know, kind of, I think a lot of us felt back to school. And it's kind of, I needed a bit of a half-term break.
Also, I think that two things. I was going to say, I think that the world is unrelentingly bleak. And it's really hard to not notice that if you go on any news website.
Yes, yeah, true.
But do you know, Tom, it's very interesting meeting so many like-minded friends on the road because I'm doing a little signing after each show. clang, I have met so many like-minded friends. So many like-minded friends. Well, it's been lovely.
Yeah.
Gorgeous people. Ollie and Beth brought me this mug.
Oh, you sent me a picture of it straight away. Thank you, Ollie and Beth.
Thank you, Ollie and Beth, for not getting Tom one.
For not getting me one, but still, thank you.
Yeah. So nice. I've got a nice big mint tea in there at the minute.
Oh, that's a nice way to start the day.
I thought so too. Thank you. Mm. Kath, the chiropractor. Kath or Catherine? Kathy, the chiropractor, who I met in Leeds.
Kathy,
a dream.
Chiropractor. I like that children's book, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
With Dean the dentist.
Dean the dentist, of course. And Deirdre the doctor. They don't all have to be alliteration.
But. I think they do.
Yeah, I guess that probably makes sense, doesn't
that
it?
That probably makes sense. Mm. Quite a few people spoke to me and said that they really enjoy that we don't go. They find the podcast to be a great sense of escapism.
Well, that's something, isn't it?
With all the sort of awful things that are going on across the globe.
Mm.
They find a real sense, they look forward to it for the escapism every week, which I was very pleased about.
Well, that's very nice. I think, well, what can we do other than offer a little moment of friendship?
A little moment of friendship. And thoughts on Eggs Benedict.
Sometimes we all need that.
Now, Tom, I've got a question for you.
Yes, Suze.
There was an article in The Guardian that I read.
Oh, heavens.
Mm. Oh, heavens above. It was about old-fashioned desserts.
Oh, yes.
That are becoming extinct.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. What things? I'm assuming things like Spotted Dick.
Yes, Spotted Dick. Mm. Yes, Spotted Dick. But the man that wrote the article had real umbrage with the jam roly-poly.
Is it Nigel Slater?
It wasn't Nigel Slater, it was someone else. But I just thought, that's all wrong.
Yes, so The Guardian was saying these desserts deserve to be made extinct.
Well, he was, certainly. He was saying that he didn't care if he never saw one again. I was just interested in your opinion.
Well,
a jam roly-poly.
I like a jam roly-poly.
Yeah,
and, you know, we had a very lovely meal last night. And even though we were absolutely full, we still made space to share a sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, yeah.
Why? You know, there was no nutritional benefit to it, but we just wanted it, you know?
There's a shop in Covent Garden. It's like a little kiosk that sells apple crumble.
Oh, Humble Crumble.
Oh, you've been?
Well, I think that's the one where Alfie and Linda and Auntie Paula and Cousin Daisy went in. They've got one in Borough Market. And Linda went and she had her Burberry Mac on and she spilt some custard on it.
No.
It's they'll go back, but for me, I can't get that out of my mind. Well, I wasn't even there.
Look at Linda with her Burberry Mac.
Yes, I'll have to ask the full story.
Yeah, people are going to be waiting with bated breath about that.
Well, Alf's in the other room, but I don't like to disturb him.
Of course.
He's reading a book set in our local area, if you can imagine.
Is it your book?
It's not my book. But the library's, it's on a waiting list. You can only have it for one period. Yeah. Yeah. It's in demand. But, Suze, tell me, how's your week been? Have you been on the road a lot?
I've been on the road a bit. Yes. Leeds. Hereford.
Oh, yes.
Where else did I go?
I remember you saying you were going to Leeds.
Canterbury.
Leeds,
Hereford, Canterbury.
Oh, yes.
Played the Apollo on Wednesday, which was very nice.
Slang, indeed. I can't believe you haven't mentioned this. And I saw Inca, who does the clothes on Exercise.
Love Inca.
And she was there and she said how you absolutely smashed it, Susie.
That is a very kind thing for Inca to say. She sewed a button on.
Oh.
I had a button malfunction. I almost Janet Jacksoned it.
Did you?
Well, you see, what I did was I went for a suit with just a bra underneath.
Oh, you know,
like a Spice Girl.
Yeah.
But obviously the suit was done up. I'm not an animal. And the inside button came off. But of course, Inca was there. with a needle and thread.
That's the thing with the double-breasted, isn't it? Yeah.
And it does need to be in the exact right spot for that to sit square.
Otherwise, you're in Button Moon. Yeah.
Exactly that.
Mm. Well done, Inca.
Thank you, Inca.
Thank you.
Friend Inca. Of the show.
Friend of the show. Lovely.
No, that was lovely. So yeah, I had a really busy week, but absolutely lovely. And this week's a lot more chilled, which is welcome.
Oh yeah. That's what I was craving, really. Just a few days of a bit more tranquility. Mm. Otherwise, the weeks can gallop away and then suddenly everyone's talking about Christmas, aren't they?
Yes. Of course, Alfie must be already watching his films, is he?
We've got a schedule through and there's quite a lot of people who are into their Christmas films, it turns out, including Michelle Visage, who sent...
Oh, who you did an advert with the other day?
I did, well, not really an advert, but we did some filming for Marks and Spencers.
Of course.
And we were having a right old giggle, and then she, or I mentioned something about Christmas films, and she said, I love them, and then she sent through a whole schedule of the new ones coming out. They make about 500 a year.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're all very excited, as you can imagine.
Of course.
Have you ever seen any of them, Suze?
One or two, but I feel like once you've seen one, you've seen them all, haven't you, really?
I hate to break it to you, but yes.
So yes, I have seen all of them.
You've seen all of them. They're very much on a similar trajectory. Yeah, they're often small town, eldest son returns from his job in business. Business yeah. is very, new, very bland,
broad.
Very broad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he works in the big city, often just New York. It's just easier, isn't it? Everyone knows where
Yeah, everyone's heard of New York.
Everyone's heard of New York. You can do a bit of a skyscraper or something. People
yeah. They've probably got some footage on...
You can get that library footage.
You can get that library footage. No, they don't need a drone.
Yeah, they're not going to pay for a drone to do
they're
it.
They're not paying for a drone to go across Lady Liberty.
They're going to just get a nice generic mm-hmm. library one. And then son comes back and then sort of high school friend is running a failing business or something like that. Maybe
yeah.
B&B. Or
might be a cake shop.
Cake shops frequently.
And that would be called something like... The you know, Christmas sugar.
Yeah, or lovely.
The sweets, you know.
Christmas sprinkles.
Yeah.
Or what were you going to say?
The sweetest Christmas.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, yeah.
That sort of thing.
Mix up for Christmas. You know.
Sure.
There might
sure.
be some sort of amusing kind of other thing like twins involved or mistaken identity. Something
yes,
like that.
Yes, that's the thing. Maybe someone could be organising... Like a school fete as well?
Yes, there's often like that or a little event or a go-karting race features in Hats Off to Christmas, which I know Southie's go to. there's a go-karting event towards the end. Toward the end, as they would say. They say toward, don't they, rather than towards. Oh, Alf's in the room.
Oh, it's here just, he is.
Oh, literally clanging.
Hello, love.
Literally clanging. We're just talking about Christmas films.
Oh, do you want advice?
Do we want advice, Susie?
Well, yeah, I was wondering if Alfie could just in one sentence give us the story of Hats Off to Christmas.
Could you in one sentence give us the story of Hats Off to Christmas?
It's a 365-day Christmas hat shop providing miracles, love, magic, and empty coffee cups.
Well, there you go. You've heard it here first.
Oh, what a load of old crap.
Well, Susie said, what a load of old crap.
I didn't want you to tell it.
Oh, sorry.
That's what your headphones are for.
That's what the headphones are for. Sorry. If you don't like that, there's 5,000 other films.
Thank you, Alf.
There's magic and miracles. It's true, though. It's true. Christmas tragic. So, you know, that's all happening. But, Suze, I mean, are you getting organised for Christmas? There's a lot to do. You've
no,
got digging.
No.
No.
No, it's the 23rd of September. Of course not.
Mm.
Halloween, sure.
Halloween you've got organised for. Have you decorated your pumpkin? So
no, Tom. It's we're more than a month out, love.
Will you decorate your front door? Will you have like an autumnal...
Yes, I might. I might get some gourds inspired by you.
Oh, you know, I like a gourd. That's going to be great.
It's going to be great. And I'm thinking of dressing as Wednesday.
Oh, lovely choice. Well, you know... Stripes are in. So.
I was wondering if you would be my Uncle Fester.
Thank you for that. Yes, I will be.
Thank you.
It's an easy dress up for me, isn't it?
Very easy dress up for you.
Yeah.
It's a suit covered in dust, maybe. That'd be easy done.
Oh, easy done, for sure.
Easy
done. No problem.
Hello, like-minded friends. Tom here. I just wanted to let you know I've started a new podcast and visualized podcast called Pottering, and it's where I interview some of my bestest friends and new friends in my garden and talk to them about their experience of gardening. So I thought you might like it. It starts this Thursday and it's available on YouTube and as an audio wherever you get your podcasts from. And Susie's doing one of the episodes too, so keep an eye out for that, won't you? Thanks ever so much. Bye, 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 bye.
Should we add some emails?
Oh, yes, we haven't heard from the listeners for a while, have we, Suze?
No. Now, hello, my dear Tom and Susie. I've listened for that long that I feel like I'm greeting some old friends. I had to email immediately after hearing your episode where Susie told us of the ghost story she was informed of on her tour at the Liverpool Playhouse.
Oh.
I'm now an English teacher, but in a previous life, I worked as a stage manager and techie and spent a lot of my time in the Playhouse and also the Neptune.
Yes, which is the one I remembered in Liverpool.
Did have a temporary glow-up rebrand as the Epstein.
Oh.
But is now back with us as the sparkling new Neptune Theatre again.
I think that's for the best.
I think that is for the best.
Definitely for the best.
I spent many a time in the dark pondering the noises I heard and if they were ghosts. It was a working hazard, you see. The first time I worked at the Playhouse, as a young and eager technical theatre graduate, I had to take a rickety old lift down to the basement to get some technical equipment.
Oh, no.
The lift reminded me of the one in the Titanic, where Rose takes the lift down as the ship is sinking. However, instead of water pouring into the lift, I thought I was about to be greeted by a gaggle of ghosts waiting to pounce on me.
Oh,
alas,
yes, I bet.
I never saw a ghost full frontal. Does that mean nude? But whilst at the Neptune, I definitely heard someone walking around the circle whilst I was operating the follow spot. I became more and more petrified throughout the performance as I kept checking only to find that there was nobody there.
Oh no, that's so scary.
Halloween is almost upon us, so any more tales of ghostly theatres and chilling experiences would be very welcome on your pod. Take care, guys, and keep churning out the pod. It's like a weekly reunion of friends. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Kimberly.
Wow. Thank you, Kimberly. I love the expression churning. Churning it. like milkmaids we are, Suze.
Yes, we are. That's why do you think I've got my boobs out?
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Were you wondering?
I did wonder about that. But, you know, I just assumed Inca had had the day off. now similarly, keeping it in the same vein, so to speak, subject line, FOI, assistant stage manager of The Lion King.
Yes.
But I don't know if this is going to be relevant to the actual message. Hi, Susie and Tom. I just thought I'd email the pod to say what an amazing time I had seeing Susie on tour in Liverpool. Thoroughly enjoyed the show. My cousin and I laughed throughout all of it. For my first time meeting a celebrity, I can safely say, Susie, you did not disappoint. Oh, Suze.
Nice.
I was so excited to meet you that I nearly left without telling you my name. Thankfully, you asked me just before I left, which made me so happy. Both of your books mean a lot to me. However, Tom's book has been a lifesaver to me when I'm at work. For context, I work in my local library and occasionally like to shuffle over to the celebrity section and have a read of No Shame. It's my favorite way to avoid getting hounded by customers with stupid questions. Hoping to see your book in the celeb section soon, Susie. Lots of love and all the byes from Ruby.
Oh, I remember meeting you, Ruby.
Great name, Ruby.
Great name, Ruby.
Great name.
She was very lovely. She was very lovely to meet.
That's very nice. I feel very honoured that you found my book in the library. It's a bit of escapism. And
yes, always.
And how lovely. And how lovely. Susie, have we talked about... No, sorry. We have not talked about your book being up... Oh, my God. Your audiobook being up for an award.
It is. It's up for an award in the British Audiobook Awards, which are also known as the Speakeasies.
Oh.
Sure.
Not the Babbers.
No. but it were... Yes, it's... you know the British Book Awards, the Nibbies. It's the audio arm of that, which is very exciting. I was very surprised and thrilled.
Wonderful, Suze. Wonderful. Will we have another email?
What? Why not? Homophobic Lights. Ross has been in touch. Dear Susie and Tom, long-time listener, first-time emailer. I'm a huge fan of all of your work. You're both exactly what I want to be when I grow up. brackets, I'm 31. That's fine. You've still got time, baby. I listen to your podcast every Wednesday on my way to work, and it really brings joy to what is usually the longest day known to man. I listened to this week's podcast, and a fellow listener wrote in explaining their thoughts on straight lights and queer lamps, and I was absolutely overjoyed that others share the same opinion as me and my partner. The big lights are almost never on in our house, and on the occasion they are, one of us will walk in and say, why are the homophobic lights on? We've named them this as we feel they are oppressive and make us feel a bit serious, which we feel is unacceptable. I thought you'd appreciate our view on the lamp light situation. Feel free to call your main lights homophobic if you see fit. Look after yourselves and each other. Yes. Very Jerry Springer. Yes. Bye, 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 bye.
Thank you for that. I approve of that. I think that's very true. They are. And also, I find them a little bit medical sometimes, the big lights. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I sometimes feel like I'm in an hospital waiting room when they're on too brightly.
Yes, of course. And you do make everyone gown up, don't you, when they come into your house?
That's the thing. I do make everyone. I'm very particular about
gowning
hygiene.
Up.
Yes.
You can keep your knickers on because there is a gap in the back.
There is a gap in the back, but otherwise, come on, you know the rules. But it's nice to have a dimmer as well. Nice to have a dimmer on the overheads if you can.
If you can.
But sometimes they do they don't always work that well, in my experience, I've found.
No, the ones in my house sometimes flash and I wonder and I say, Nan.
Maybe.
Nan.
We've got one more here. Hi, Tom and Susie, long time listener, first time emailer for my sins. I'm currently enjoying your latest ep. What's your source? Sat by the pool in Mallorcan sun on a laid back, all inclusive mum's holiday, and your discussion of sauce accompaniments to casseroles and pies prompted a question. Well, how do we feel about adding MSG to cooking? I know you mentioned Maggi sauce, which is a fond favorite of mine. Mm. And it's essentially MSG in salt. I've lately taken to adding granulated MSG to sauces when I'm worried about a watery consistency when adding Maggi. Would also love your feelings on a holiday that consists almost entirely of sitting by the pool, wandering to the beach and lazily getting ready for the evening with a few drinks in the room. To me, it's paradise. But my husband can't stand it, so I have to do it on my own these days. It has been slightly lonely as a solo traveler, but I found a local metal bar that plays heavy metal music, not a steel pole. Where I've found my people. Love the pod and all the best from Alex. P.S. I was at lunch at the hotel earlier. Somebody's done full board.
Yes.
And I was the only one that did a little cheer when someone dropped a massive tray of glasses. Perhaps this is a British thing. Would love to hear your thoughts on this potentially uncouth practice, all the buys. How lovely, Alex. You sat on your own at the lunchtime hotel and then cheering away. So many questions there.
There is a lot of questions. First of all, I didn't know that there was so much MSG in Maggie's. Alice uses it really quite liberally.
Well, I don't know much about it.
Is MSG a problem?
No, I don't think so. I think it's allowed.
If there's a dietitian that could get in touch and let us know what it is, that'd be ideal.
And I don't know if Maggie's sauce might be in touch to say. We're not actually just that. I don't know.
No shade on Maggie's.
Well, Susie needs it. What are your thoughts? I mean, that's sort of holidays right up my street.
Yeah, mine too. Can I come?
I probably wouldn't go to the metal bar so much.
No, probably not for me.
A bit loud.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, this is what happened yesterday in Exmouth.
What happened?
Walking along, everybody's having a beautiful time. The sun's shining. The beach couldn't look more lovely. People having a coffee. And then one bloke comes along playing his music out loud.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, on a walk on the beach, just comes out.
Get yourself some headphones.
Get yourself some headphones, dear. I don't know. But then, you know, he had a bit of a scary looking dog. So I suppose nobody wants to say anything then, do they?
Except Billy.
I didn't see him in uniform. it's a silly reference to any of you who are fans of Round the Horn, where there's the Polaris section on it from Julian and Sandy.
Indeed.
One of them gets stung by a jellyfish and he says, Portuguese man of war. He goes, I'd never saw him in uniform. Anyway, silly.
Yes, very funny. Tom, you must leave now if you want to get that breakfast in.
Absolutely. I'm so sorry. A mustache. The buffet is calling.
Tom,
like a siren on the rocks. And Suze, you must finish off your lovely peppermint tea.
I must.
And have a lovely morning.
I'm going to go for a walk.
Oh, it's a lovely day there?
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Welcome.
Well, have a lovely time, everybody. And we'll thank you for joining us, as ever.
As ever.
We will look forward to catching up with you next week, won't we?
We will indeed. Okay, if I don't see you through the window.
You through the week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.